WMFO Medford.
Shaves in the dark.
Me, Mr. Mustard, sleeps in the park. Shaves in the dark.
Me, Mr. Mustard, sleeps in the park. Shaves in the dark.
Trying to save paper.
Shaves in the dark. Sleeps in the park. Me, Mr. Mustard,
shaves
trying to
in the
save
dark,
paper.
In the park. Me, Mr.
Shaves in the dark, sleeps in the park. Me, Mr. Mustard,
trying to save paper.
his sister Pam works in a shop. She never stops. She's a bull, works
in a shop. She never stops.
His sister Pam works in a shop. She never stops. She's a go-getter. She never stops, his sister Pam.
She never stops, works in a shop, his sister Pam.
She never stops, works in a shop, his sister Pam.
She's a go-getter.
Takes him out to look at the queen. Something obscene. Such a dirty old man. Such a dirty old man.
Wait a minute. Want to make something of it?
Ooh-wee! That aches and pains!
Hitting you when you wasn't looking.
Folks, a complete line of shoes, suits, shotguns, floats, dresses, goitles, foitles, clocks, socks, bagels, and locks, and a pickle for a nickel with a mustard on top.
Another very bizarre, weird, eclectic set, but hey, that's what we're doing here tonight on Cold Turkey WMFO. And we had ending up there with Steve Horowitz and The Code, a thing called Want to Make Something of It. And that's from the Past Normal compilation, Volume 7. And let's see, Michael, you're over here on mic 3, and Diane, you're over here on mic 4. I think I got everybody's mic up now, so people can talk if they wish to. Behind us right now is Soul Live, covering the Beatles, as they always do. And we're just doing this backing track, because there's a lot of Beatles-related stuff in that set, even though it's been a little while since we heard them, so here we are hearing them again now. Before Steve Horowitz, I heard the Bonzo Doodah Dog Band.
Bonzo Dog
Doodah Band. When did they drop the doodah? Because I always get confused about that.
I actually think they did it before that song. They started out just being a 20s jazz pastiche, you know, the ukulele and tuba stuff. And I mean, they did it wrong because they did it. They liked, you know, introducing their own absurdist flavor into it. But they were doing that on the first record. By the second record, they learned how to be a band in the post-Beatles era, you know, bass and guitar and all that stuff. So, and at that point, I think they dropped the doodah, but they kept the dada on the down low, if you catch my drift.
Well, we heard I'm the Urban Spaceman, and that was a spacey thing indeed.
Yeah, and that actually got airplay back in the day.
Yes, it did.
Which was, you know, why we prized the 60s here. You could get away with that stuff.
And before that, we heard a couple of tracks from the new low-budget CD, Across That Universe Volume 2, local artists covering the Beatles. We heard Kingdom of Love with Hold Me Tight, but Kingdom of Love is just the pseudonym.
Yeah, it's Linda Viennes who, man, she's been in a million bands. I really liked her band Angeline with who was the other writer that she did the band with?
Well, that's too much of a distraction.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I'm on that record too, as you know. And,
yes.
And
I think we all are.
Yeah. The virtue of what we did was there wasn't this sacred text we had to measure up to that, you know, we picked one of the songs from the anthology, which was left off the original record for totally understandable reasons.
So we brought it back to life. But we didn't play that one, so no telling about that. From that same CD, we heard Mean Mr. Mustard by Louder Than Milk.
Right.
That was a Diane request.
Yeah, and the point that I wanted to make was that too many of the people on that record were too intimidated by the sacred text of the original recording. And the songs that you chose, one of the reasons I think you chose them was that those people also made those versions of the song their own.
Indeed,
rather than just sounding like the record.
Indeed they did. And then we heard a couple of Beatle other related things. We heard the Paramagical Science Remix, at least I think that's what they're called, with The Walrus Has a Feeling, a Beatle mashup of I Am the Walrus and I've Got a Feeling. And I actually got a copy of that from Vince right here, who does the acoustic ceiling on Saturday afternoons. I wonder if he's in town this weekend. We'll find out. But that's a fine mix-up of things. And speaking of in town this weekend, Belinda will be back, and she'll be doing her annual obituary retrospective on Bubbles in the Think Tank Saturday night from 11 to 1. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure you have your radio dial tuned in on that. Before the Paramagical Science Remix, we heard a very weird Plunderphonics thing, The Doors, Oh Hell.
Yes. Okay. Plunderphonics is... there's a fella named John Oswald. He started life as an improvising saxophonist, but, you know, he discovered tape recorders and the things you could do with splicing. So he started this thing where he took existing records and did remixes of them, just cutting and splicing and overdubbing and mixing and all of that sort of thing. He made a record and he had it pressed as a CD and he called it Plunderphonics, and he didn't even sell it. He gave it away to anybody that would write to him and say, hey, I like what you're doing.
So they couldn't sue him.
But they did anyway. they sent big lawyers after him.
It's like Negative Land View 2, huh?
Very much like. And in fact, one of the reasons Negative Land became Negative Land was they saw what happened to Oswald and said, okay, no, we need to fight this. It was really terrible what they did to Oswald, and many people were on his side afterwards. They took all the copies of the CD he still had left, and they put them out in the driveway and literally drove a steamroller over them so he could watch them all get crushed. That's
mean.
As they say nowadays, the cruelty is the point.
That's why we have the president that we have.
Right. So anyway, there were people in the industry that thought that Oswald got a raw deal. And one of those people was Jack Holzman, who ran the Elektra Records label. And he said, you know, we like what you did. Come and do some of our artists. And of course, the rockiest Elektra Records artist was The Doors. So that was the pastiche that I suggested you play.
And there it was. And somehow that set started us off with The Ruddles. Which is supposed to be from the end of the last set, but that set went too long, so we had to come in, and we heard The Ruddles Nevertheless, which was Coming Out of Big Daddy's Within You Without You, in between Strawberry Fields Forever. Huh. Okay, these are long sets, but it's a long night, and we're having fun here on Cold Turkey.
Indeed, yes.
Indeed. So are you...
And if you're listening, we do take requests. do you ever announce the phone number or anything?
It's 857-915, which is our frequency, WMFO. Isn't that a cute phone number, 915-WMFO? It's 857-915-WMFO, which translates to 9636.
Okay, so now you know, ladies and gentlemen, if there's something we can elucidate for you.
And we talked over two whole songs. That means it's time to get back out of this blabbing stuff. And you gave me another CD here. I don't know what it is.
Okay, this is a Beatles-like band from Brazil. They were called Os Mutantes, which just translates as The Mutants. They were also science fiction horror movie fans. Literally, they wanted to grow up to be the Beatles, and this is one of their better attempts at that. The song is called Caminante Noturno, which just means a walk at night, and it's really cool. I should say, the reason why Americans now know about Os Mutantes is that Kurt Cobain found out about them, and he used to tell people all over the place what an awesome band they were. So American labels started paying attention to them, and there's an American edition of sort of greatest hits. But this is from a record that I acquired in Brazil, so
here it is.
Caminante Noturno by Os Mutantes on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, it's in this disc.
You want to play something from the... Секанский журнал, сомбра на скина, Алгей моя. Piso silêncio, caminhante noturno.
Foge do amor e aonde lhe
like. like a good homo sapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in the cages in the zoo, man. 'Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, 'cause I'm a strict vegetarian. With the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man. No, I'm an ape man. I'm a King Kong man, I'm a voodoo man. Motor traffic rumble. But give me half a chance and I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle. 'Cause the only time that I feel at ease is swinging up and down in a coconut tree. Oh, what a life of luxury to be like an ape man.
But I'm not that easily led, he said. I was the type that was most inclined, when out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, or ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all up at angry young men. They all up at Edison and also
just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head. I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
And the chick is twisted, crazy, oop-shooby, here, flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
Attention, please. This is Freeform Radio on WMFO Medford.
Put on my jacket, went out to the car, turned on the radio. I didn't get far when the news of a man interrupted my shopping jet. Now he was gone down just for standing in some part of this land. I couldn't buy a thing.
I couldn't understand.
Black Friday.
You know it just ain't
my bag.
Just ain't my bag.
Now there's a fever going round. Could easily catch it. Get a new TV. And then you'd have to watch
Black Friday. You know it just ain't
my bad.
Just ain't my bad.
Well now, yeah, if you're a late bloomer and you're still not a consumer, what is it you expect to prove? By not doing your duty to make that merchandise move. Well, it's Thanksgiving, and I'll shop if I want to. Shop if I want to. Shop if I want to. But Black Friday, it just ain't my bad.
Just ain't my bad.
Kind of production.
There are all sorts of possibilities you could do.
you know, a little spoof on something.
This is also nothing new.
Yeah, I'm getting stuff together, no problem, you know, just want to do.
Come on, let's do it. No.
Oh. Oh, well.
This is American Top 40.
I have climbed the highest mountains.
Yeah, I believe it's the weather, man. No.
And guess what?
Where you at?
I've run through the fields only to be with you. Yep, with you. No one else, just you.
Here's the first Top 40 hit.
And guess what?
For the Irish band from Dublin who call themselves U2.
I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls. Yeah, that's really great. I can't believe I did it, but nevertheless, I have done that for you.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Only to be with you, I've done all these things. Yeah, with you. The fat one, that's it. You're the fat one, and I want to be with you.
What's the matter? Did I say, why was it changed here?
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking
for. He hasn't found what he's looking for, and we were trying to find a CD here that's not... I mean, we found the CD, it's just not tracking right, and I kind of threw this on in a hurry, and I realized, oh, this got a lot of swear words in it, so I got to get rid of it before it has a lot of swear words in it. I want to keep WMFO safe and legal and keep us on the air and not get fined, so we're going to lose that, and I didn't even put it in Track Blaster. The thing I put in Track Blaster it's not Track Blaster, it's Spinitron here. I keep forgetting that. The thing I was going to put in Spinitron is not even... the CD isn't reading it, so I can't play that. And at least me... let's just go to something that's a little more holiday-oriented, shall we? This is a semi-request from Diane for Dave Van Rock here at WMFO in Medford.
It was written by Woody Guthrie. He was one of the best. He turned out a lemon or two in his time. He wrote this one, and he wrote this back in the 30s, and
sparkling wine.
pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Every state in this union, us migrants must mend. We'll work in this fight, we'll fight till we win. It's always we've rambled, that river and I, all along your green valleys. I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if need be. My pastures of plenty must always be free. It's a mighty hard road my poor hands have hoed. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl, westward we rolled. Your desert was hot, your mountains were cold.
The United States government forcefully removed three separate peaceful demonstrations at three nuclear sites around America. In Stevenson Springs, Nebraska, Lipinski, Wyoming, and the incident at Fort Mackinac compound near Muskegon, Michigan. This government intervention was deemed quote-unquote right-of-way maintenance. Was there just cause for this action? Was the timing coincidental? Or was this just another case of then-President Quayle's voodoo economics led by a political action committee that diminished the rainforest?
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you chair that committee?
For a short time, but have since disassociated myself.
Don't it feel
Set coming up at 9 o'clock, just a few seconds before here. Debbie from Medford, and that was Goober and the Peas, Killing Is Bad, Don't Eat No Meat, and God Gave This Land to the Indians. It's all relevant for this weekend, isn't it? That's going back to the 1990s. Before that, we heard Dave Van Ronk, Pastors of Plenty. There you go.
Goes back to the 1930s.
Yeah, well, actually, Dave's version is from the 1970s, but Pastors of Plenty relates to the weekend as well. And Black Friday also relates to the weekend. I had to play that one today. Couldn't get out of that. You know. And before that, we're doing a bunch of silly songs, including Joni Mitchell's Twisted and the Kinks' Eight Man, which